And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Marnie, you're here. Glad you're joining us. Really important that we're all staying connected through this time when we're being asked to stay safe and stay at home and limit our exposure to other people and getting out. But I don't know about the rest of you, but it's starting to drive me a little nuts. And the best thing I can do is talk to family and friends and keep up with what they're doing. And also listening here. We have guests, but we are practicing physical distancing in the studio. And I've got a table full of wipes and hand sanitizers and sprays. And, oh, we're just cleaner than anything here in the studio. So a lot of things are going on. We just had a great webinar today about the loans and a lot of the assistance for our small businesses in the community. And at the end of the show, I'll be referencing a few of those loans. I also have them at the chamber. I'm working every day, so you can call me at the chamber, 772-8857, or email me, Marnie, M-A-R-N-I-E, at pvchamber.org, and I can fax you, email you any of this information that you had, because that's why I'm there every day, to help everybody stay connected and as we get through this. I got some great guests for you today. We'll be talking to Councilwoman Lori Hunt with the town of Prescott Valley. What's going on? What's they're doing? A lot of things are happening around the community, and people are seeing them go on, but just not understanding why or what it means. And so we're going to be talking to her, and we're really excited to have her on the show. We also have Marilyn Huffman, Regional Director for Better Business Bureau, one of our partners, and they're doing a lot of great things to connect businesses, community, webinars, and we'll be talking about scams, because as with any situation that happens in the community or takes on a life of its own, such as COVID-19, also there are people that are willing to take advantage of the opportunities that exists to scam people. So we'll be talking about some of those. And then a couple of chamber spotlights on business just to keep them out in front of it. We have Paul Hurt with Lonesome Valley Newspaper and also Linda Mast with Aflac. So that rounds out the whole show. And again, at the end of the show, I'll mention a few of these loans and an opportunity. Again, go to our website, pvchamber.org, and go to Prescott Valley Together. And that's a lot of information that we talk about that we have on that you can access at any time of the day. So we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we'll be talking to Marilyn Huffman of the Better Business Bureau here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and we're worldwide on the web at kqna.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on Cat, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
Money back from Gettles? Listen up, because this is a cool deal. Earn up to $1,600 in possible rebates with Gettles, the premier Lennox dealer in Northern Arizona. The guys and gals at Gettles can help you put cash in your pocket with huge spring savings on a new central air conditioning system. So call now to schedule your free in-home evaluation, 928-772-2751, or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Don't settle, get Gettles.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
With all the goings-on about quarantines and lockdowns, it's nice to know that some things are normal. Findlay Subaru Prescott still has a welcoming smile when you want to shop at the dealership. And we have friendly chat representatives if you want to shop online. There's no better time to buy, too. Gasoline prices are at an all-time low. You can get no payments for up to 90 days and as low as 0% financing for up to 63 months. Findlay Subaru Prescott. And online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Offers on approved credit.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. My guest is Marilyn Uffman, Regional Director with Better Business Bureau, one of our partners in the community, and one that's stepping up during this COVID-19 pandemic, doing a lot of things connecting with the business community and helping people. Hi, Marilyn. It's good to have you.
It's good to be here.
Yes, it is. 6 feet away.
6 feet away.
And we're huggers.
And we
so
are.
We're kind of like, okay.
We're going through withdrawals, but that's okay.
It's okay. You know, we know that there's hugs in our future.
That's right.
So there we go. Let's talk about what you guys are doing over there. And first of all, thank you. Thank you for being one of our partners that's reaching out and communicating with the community and helping understand all the information that's being thrown at us at this time.
Thank you for letting us partner with you and for partnering in return. We truly appreciate it. That is part of what being a community is all about. And we know that during times like these, it is even more important for us to come together, as you said at the beginning of the show, to stay connected. Just because we socially distance doesn't mean that we need to physically, just because we physically distance doesn't mean we need to socially distance ourselves.
And that's what we've been talking about. We're physically distancing. The social thing is still stay connected.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We need to be reaching out. We need to be learning through this process, looking at it as much as possible in a positive light in ways that we can better communicate and how we can better help people, especially how we can keep our businesses going because that is the backbone of our community.
Absolutely.
So we've been offering BBB webinars, which you have been posting on the Chamber website. That is available to the businesses and to anyone who's interested in attending at no cost. Those are available. I know that I have been recommending and encouraging people to attend the SBDC websites classes that you've been offering
right.
Through the chamber that the other chambers have been offering. There's so much going on out there, but that's good. I feel like it's so good to almost be inundated at this point in time because then you can take a look and then sit back and go, okay, I want to go to this one. I need to go to this one. I have a friend or a relative or a fellow business owner that I know that I think would benefit from this webinar over here.
Right.
And then you can help each other, give feedback, take notes, etc.
And also understand that when they're coming from a credible source, you do your research,
correct.
You're sharing information that's factual. I'm doing the same thing, SBDC, mm-hmm. the towns. We're all looking at everything from the point of view, is it reliable? Is it credible? You know, is it true out there? And then providing that information. So, because so many things are coming from others that maybe want to take advantage of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any questions out there, it seems maybe too good to be true. You don't know the source of the information. Call Marilyn. Call me. Call mm-hmm. any of the chambers. Call the towns
Absolutely.
And the cities because we're the ones that are monitoring this almost. I truly am living it, you know, not 24 hours a day because I do sleep. But, you know, at my waking time to make sure that I'm sharing that information and that it's, you know, it's good information.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that what we are putting out there is factual. And not only that, but that what we're sharing is ethical.
Right.
Right and true. And it's going to lead people down a path that they want to go down. That's going to be a path that will help them succeed and not fail.
Right.
And that's very important.
So you were talking about your webinars. What are the topics that you're including on them?
So with the webinars, we've been offering a lot of information regarding the assistance that is out there. A lot of that is available through the SBD, Small Business Administration, but the SBDCs are there to help you or assist you. There's the EIDL loan that is available. That is something that you have to go specifically through them to attain or to apply for.
But you do have a webinar on that, so you can
talk
about that, right?
Absolutely. It's available on our YouTube channel. You can also find that or access that through your local chamber because they have been advertising that information.
Mm-hmm.
The PPP loan that's out there, which is the payment processing, that loan is available through private lenders. So it's a little bit different, and it's good for you to know the differences. It's also good for you to know that you can apply for both of those loans, but you will have to utilize those funds for different
In
your business.
And I shared this with you when you walked in that I do have SBDC put out this as of April 13th, a description of the various different loans, the economic injury disaster loan, the paycheck protection program, and then there was a couple, the Express Bridge loan, and then one other local first has a small business relief fund.
Yes.
So I've got several that I have the breakdown on what they fund and how you apply. The Paycheck Protection Program obviously is now, I've heard of a couple of businesses been funded. So check with your local institution first that you already have an established business relationship with. And then there are some, let's say like Foothills Bank, that you can establish a relationship. So if you open an account and start your business account with them, then you can also apply through them, which they're getting very busy. But I was just on the conference call today, and Chase National Bank, Wells Fargo, Foothills Bank, 1AZ Credit Union, and BVA Compass Bank are a few of them. And again, check with your local bank first. But otherwise, some of these others, you can go to their website. Most of them are taking online applications, but check with them, but your first, your one you're established with.
Absolutely. And obviously know that it is a loan that you're getting into.
Right.
Some of them do offer loan forgiveness if you meet very specific requirements, so you want to know what you're getting into.
Absolutely.
And as the gentleman that I was just listening to today on their webinar stated, they were from the SBDC, and they were letting us know, please, please, please check out the people that you are using to help you apply for these loans, because they should not be asking for money up front. You should not have to pay someone to apply for the loan. There is cost.
Call me. Correct. I can walk you through it.
Exactly.
I can send you the paper. I can send you how to do this. And SBDC does it, and all of the partners in economic development. And we're all sitting on calls that are educating us on how to help our businesses do that. And it's not that hard. I applied for it, the EIDL, and just a simple two-page document that you can do. But again, call us, please.
Exactly.
Don't take a chance and using somebody says, well, I can do it for you, and oh, I'll only charge you $20. I will help you do it, and I will charge you nothing. And that brings me to a point on talking about some of these loans now are getting funded. IRS has had that stimulus, so now the $1,200 is starting to be people are receiving that.
Yes.
And there's some scams around that, Marilyn, you know?
There are. We're seeing lots of different things that pop up, and of course we always see things pop up during situations like this, unfortunately. But it is our job and hopefully my privilege to be able to help people steer clear of these things and stay safe and hopefully healthy in their business and not be taken advantage of. For people who are looking for a job, just be very aware that desperation is, you know, very much a calling for scammers to take advantage of you. So please be aware of that. If you are looking to apply for a job or looking to do something from home, really research. If you ever question anything, as Marnie said, contact your local chambers, contact the BBB, contact the people who are there to protect you, to make sure that it's safe before you apply and give people your personal information. Stimulus checks, yes, they are dropping in right now, but there are going to be people out there who are going to call you and offer to get it to you quicker. You know, they're just going to make these
or help
crazy...
you file for it.
Yes, exactly.
And you don't have to file for
you
it.
You do not have to file for it. It's going to come to you if you've already filed your taxes from last year. If any information is private and personal, just be aware before you give it to someone where that person is coming from. It shouldn't be someone reaching out to you. It should be you reaching out to them.
Right. And I would say, you know, don't give it to anybody that comes and asks you for it without
Correct.
Checking first.
Correct.
Just,
absolutely.
Just do that out of habit. And those of us that have, you know, older family members, please communicate that to them because they're the most vulnerable.
Oh,
they're the
goodness,
ones
yes.
that are most confused, and they'll be receiving those. And you're either going to get them, like Marilyn said, it's going to go into your bank account if you filed electronically,
mm-hmm.
or you will get a check. And it will
Absolutely.
Be for $1,200, and it won't say that you need to sign and send money in to get it. It's going to come
Correct.
From the you know, IRS. And if it looks weird, have somebody check it out.
Absolutely. And also with the younger generation, we've had a lot of reports from them because of the loss of jobs
right.
in certain industries that have been closed now for weeks. And so they're without money, without income, and that can be really hard, and it can lead you down a path that maybe you don't want to go down. So as you said, take that one little extra step that will save you potentially a lifetime of grief.
Pause.
Yes.
Take a pause.
Take a deep breath.
Well, Marilyn,
we're
out of time. And holy smokes, you and I could talk for another hour on this. Again, I appreciate you. What's your website for information on the webinars and all of the information that you're sharing that comes from a credible source?
Absolutely. You can just check us out at bbb.org or give us a call, 928-772-3410.
Okay, Marilyn Huffman, a regional director of Better Business Bureau here in our own community. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being there, one
Thank
of our partners, and together we're going to get through this.
That's right.
Appreciate you. Okay, short break. When we come back, Councilwoman Lori Hahn will be joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team. And, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
NAPA, we salute the frontliners going the extra mile to get us through these uncertain times. You remind us of what really keeps this country moving forward. It's not just parts and tools. It's people. And at NAPA, our people are proud to be part of your community. So if your vehicle experiences a bump in the road, just call your locally owned NAPA Auto Parts, Auto Care, or visit NAPAonline.com. Because NAPA knows how to safely support our communities.
fellow Americans. Bill Cunningham, the great American. Are you a great American? If not, you can be. If you catch my show every Sunday night, you need a voice to stick up for conservatism. Well, I'm your man. We talk about the serious issues impacting great Americans like you. Catch me live every Sunday night right here on this great radio station.
Sunday nights with Bill Cunningham live from 8 to 11 right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, KQNA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Councilwoman Lori Hunt. Welcome. Glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I'm glad to. I mean, we've been wanting to get back on the show and talk about things for a long time. But now we really got things to talk about.
I know, we do.
Have we ever, our world has been turned upside down. I want to mention that her wonderful husband, Dean, is in the studio with us all, all safe. He's staying safe. He's masked up and ready to go here. We appreciate you joining us, Dean. Thank you. You don't have to talk, though.
Okay.
You look like a raccoon or something. No, I'm just kidding. I know that's going to be the thing, the accessory du jour now is masks. You know, how many colors can we get it in, Lori?
Right.
Okay, let's talk about what's happening in the town. I know that, boy, you're still meeting. Council is still having their meetings. It's just changed up a little bit.
Right. So before I do that, I wanted to say, do you want the good news or do you want the really good news?
Oh, we love good news here. So, oh well, just tease us. Start with the good news.
Okay. I consider this really, really good news. But anyway, so we're putting up a patio in the back of our home.
Yes.
Attached to the house. And these wonderful people called Johnson Patio Covers are there, and they live in Prescott Valley. And it's a husband and wife team. They don't have any other employees. Their kids go to Lake Valley. So shout out to Amy Fleming because she's a principal there.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, so I got to talking to them today, and it's Adam and Becky Johnson, and they install patio covers. And when she came and she put that tool belt on and started jackhammering and digging out the posts with him, I'm like, okay, she's a girl after my own heart. And I know she's a girl after your own
right.
heart, too. But anyway, so I mentioned I was coming here. I said, are you guys chamber members? And they're like, no, we're not. She goes, but I've been wanting to join. I said, well, I'm going to mention you tonight, and I'm going to give your card to Marnie. And so now you're committed. She goes, no problem. We'll join.
Oh,
so,
well, thank you.
They're great. And I got you a new chamber member.
Great, great referrals. We love, and companies coming out and still doing the work, though. That's one of the things we want to say is that there's so many businesses that had to shut down because of the stay-at-home order and the governor's directive. But these kind of businesses, they're still out there doing work. So if this is really the time, if you've ever been thinking about having some outdoor work done, do it now.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we were on a waiting list, and we ended up getting moved up because our town – the town of Prescott Valley does awesome anyway, and they're still doing awesome during all of this, even though we're closed and it's by appointment only, and we have this big filing cabinet outside the door, and people open it and get whatever they need to pick up. And some people come in for appointments. But anyway, our town approves, turns permits around like within a day or two.
They're great.
And so we got moved up because the county, they were waiting on county permits for people that were actually ahead of us. And since ours came in and the HOA came in, they said, we're moving you up. And I'm like, yahoo.
Oh, nice.
So
nice.
Anyway, you asked me about the town and what we're doing. We are still meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The council is. And our next meeting is April 23rd. So you can tune into that meeting if you go to pvaz.net to the town council page and you can watch it. There's also a phone number that you can call during the agenda items and ask questions. Not too many people have done that, but I encourage you to please do that.
Sure.
Some people are coming in Like, for example, last meeting we had the drawing of the council order
The
ballot. Mm-hmm. So there was probably about 7 candidates there that came and then they left. And they sat more than 6 feet apart. So yeah, we're still open, very much open for business. We still turn around permits at the same time we did before, faster than a speeding bullet. And, I wanted to talk a little bit about the library if I can, because they're doing some awesome things.
I love Casey and her staff and everyone over there.
They're doing some amazing things during all of this. So this is hot off the presses. The library's closed to the public during all of this that we have going on, but the library staff is working harder than ever to provide information and entertainment to the community of all ages. So our library's drive-through window is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and they're still serving between 150 and 200 people a day. So that's pretty awesome. And just so you know, even though they're open from 9 to 5, the peak time is from 10 to 3, so either come before or after.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It makes sense, people, you know. And it's great because the, you know, kids are out of school and that's access to their books too.
Right. So a lot of homeschooling.
Right.
And then, if you don't have internet at home, Wi-Fi at home, you can go sit in our parking lot and use our free Wi-Fi. So there's a smattering of cars out there, but please still feel free to do that because it's open to everybody. And you can, still check out books. There's an app. It's called you can download the Yavapai Library Network app and order your books and pick them up at our library. And it's super easy to get a library card. I just got one the other day for my dad. And what you do is you go on and fill out the application online on our library page, and then you'll get an email the very next day from a beautiful librarian that says, take a picture of your driver's license and send it to me. And then you get your library card number and everything. And it's that easy. So even if you don't have a library card and you want to check out, drive through the window, it's really easy to do.
Right. Some of these ways that we're doing things we're streamlining them out of necessity. But, I think they might have to continue once we come out of this because we're getting so used to the ease of service now.
Right. And I love, you mentioned Casey, and she's wonderful and beautiful and full of life, and her staff is the same way. But I love her quote in this recent press release that we just released on the 13th that says, libraries often are taken for granted, but right now we are the shining star in the town of Prescott Valley, next to the Chamber of Commerce, of course.
Well, you know, I have to appreciate Casey and what she's doing over there because she's, and this is the word we've been using, is staying connected.
Yeah.
She is staying connected with the community. That's my passion, is staying connected with the community. So everything we do is above and beyond and more of. And it's almost like, are we doing too much? And I think at this point in time, for our community, for our businesses, for our residents, we can't do enough to stay connected and work through this together.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned businesses because I was just on a call. I think you guys helped organize it.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
It was the Yavapai County. Well, it's a group of practitioners in the area that put together this website through SBDC to the webinar to, and we'll be doing a series of them to educate our businesses on, especially what resources are out there and the loans, unemployment information, all the questions people may have.
So, real quick, I want to give the website.
Yes.
In case you missed the meeting today, it's www.ycazbusinesses.org.
Right.
And the one thing that I love that the SBDC rep said is that suggested that businesses pick a reopening date now.
Mm-hmm.
So like sometime in May, hopefully, and just start going towards, you know, that's a light at the end of the tunnel. Just start working through that date. And in the meantime, do upgrades. If you need to paint the outside, paint the inside. Use your employees to do that. And then there's this awesome business in Dewey that used this time to repave their parking lot.
Well, it's out where Lefty's is.
Yeah.
That whole, I drove by there and
it's
beautiful. Boy, what a great idea to repave that whole parking lot. So brilliant. And, you know, I was thinking the same thing as I was listening to that is deep clean. If you haven't done deep cleaning, you have that storage closet that's suddenly, you know, bulging at the seams. It's kind of like the things I'm doing at home, but do them at the office when you can. So I totally agree. And get ready to kind of refresh, relaunch. Yeah. And I think that's kind of where we're at, and I'm going to be talking to you and Ben over there is that now we're here and we're in the trenches and we're doing all this communication with these resources and then looking forward to our recovery. Okay, right. How are we going to work together to support a slow, however that's going to look, but set a time when we're also saying, you know, this is how we're going to work together through our events, activities between us and the town and our partners. To slowly, which it will be, get back to some new normal or what it's going to look like for the summer. So I totally think that that's opportunity for us.
And I'm super optimistic like you are, and I'm just so excited for this end because it's going to be so fun afterwards.
We get to...
We're going to order on the way home.
Uh-huh.
So... You need to keep ordering, pick up. It's so easy, too, and the people are so nice.
And they appreciate it.
Yes.
And that's what's keeping them going right now.
And tip your drive-through people and tip your walk-up people, your curbside people. Remember all of that still.
And just one really quick thing I wanted to mention, Councilman. The parks, they're open if you want to take walks and things, but the amenities where there is an opportunity for closeness, it's just the physical distance needs to be you know, respected, so basketball and the pickleball and the playground equipment, but still go and walk around the park and feed the ducks and still get out in the outdoors and enjoy your neighbors and just remember that that's important that you have to get out and get physical and be with people again. Stay connected.
Yeah, and in our neighborhood, we live in Quailwood, and there's like these women of like eight people that walk every day, and they don't walk on the sidewalk. They walk down the road. So it's so much girl power. I love it.
And good for them. And good for them. I think that's good for mental health, and it's good for our physical health because it's getting real easy to kind of stay on board and raid the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. So, okay, again, the Town of Prescott Valley's website is pvaz.net. Again, all the questions, they have a great resource information center on all of the things that are going on that they're doing and very similar to what we have on ours, and we borrow and steal and share each other's stuff because, you know, we're all in this together. So
we're family.
We're family, and we're going to come out of this together as strong family. So thank you for
being here.
I appreciate you a lot. So
and make sure you have your flag flying because April is Fly Your Flag Month, according to our mayor. And we also have flags on many of our police cars.
Oh, yes.
Town vehicles.
And we may be close, but we've got our flag flying outside the chamber office because we're observing that this month, too, to show our solidarity as a community. No, thank you. Okay,
thank you.
Short break, and when we come back, Chamber Spotlight on Business. I hope I don't see my guests here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Yes.
Sally B's takeout menu is good to go. You can order takeout dinners anytime for just $9.99. 16 delicious entrees to choose from. Sally B's Grab and Eat Breakfast Burritos are a big, hearty helping, starting at just $4.99. And your classic cheeseburger and fries, just $7.99.
Okay.
Spend $20 and Sally B's will give you a $5 coupon off your next order. Call ahead for quick pickup or curbside delivery. 772-2053. That's 772-2053. Sally B's next to Safeway in Prescott Valley. You're good to go at Sally B's Cafe.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. We live in interesting times, and the security of knowing what's in store for us in the future is up in the air for now. However, that doesn't mean that we can't make the best of what we have. There is a silver lining under every cloud, you know. Here at Olson's in Prescott, we've been looking at ways that we can make these times easier for you, your pets, and your wild birds. That means delivering to those who can't or don't want to leave their houses for one reason or another. These days, that can mean self-quarantine, or at the very least, social distancing. On a side note, did you ever think we'd be talking about this? Be that as it may, however, if pet food / wild bird delivery is a solution for you, just call 445-1664. We're offering free delivery within 10 miles of our Prescott store with orders of $25 or more. When you call, just give our associate your order, pay by credit card, and if you call before our delivery vehicle leaves, you can possibly even get your order the same day. Our mission is the health of your animals, and for us, good enough just isn't. We're waiting to hear from you.
Waters Garden Companion Plants of the Month are lilac, poppy, purple plum, and our white night candy tuft.
Masses of fragrant white flowers cover mounds of perennial green foliage.
Extreme heat and cold tolerant, this award winner repeatedly blooms without deadheading for super easy care.
Butterflies, bees, hummingbirds are going to love your backyard again.
White Night Candy Tuft can only be found at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
What does the 2020 census mean for Arizona? For your community? For your family? The census helps us plan for the things that matter for Arizona's future, like our roads and hospitals, schools and education, public safety and first responders, and our growing workforce. Respond to the census to help your community. The census is safe and your information is protected. Be counted, Arizona. Respond online, by phone, or mail. For more information, visit azcensus2020.gov.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Yavapai County Community Health Services reports this afternoon that Yavapai County now has 70 confirmed COVID-19 cases. ADHS is not recommending antibody testing until FDA approval for accuracy of tests. More than 90 tests are now on the market. Most have bypassed FDA review. Diagnostic manufacturers, public health labs, and commercial labs have raised concerns about the accuracy of these tests. They want the FDA to take a tougher regulatory approach to ensure the quality of antibody tests. Medical volunteers are needed in the Prescott area and Verde Valley to serve in the Medical Reserve Corps during this pandemic. Whether you're an active or retired medical professional or your license has become inactive, the knowledge and skills you have can help make a difference in our communities. For the pandemic, medical professionals are needed to assist local medical facilities in a non-clinical or clinical setting. To sign up to help, please call 928-442-5487. A sunny work week is here and a pleasant weekend is on the way. Chilling overnight to a clear sky, 31, with highs tomorrow through Friday in the mid-60s in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling after bedtime tonight to near 37. Sunny highs in the low to mid-70s Wednesday through Friday. This KQ&A News and Weather is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. A little change up in our guests. One of our guests, wasn't able to make it. Paul Hurt from Lonesome Valley Newspaper. That's one of my favorite papers, and I have a column every month in it talking about all the fun stuff going on in our community. But Councilman Lori Hunt is still with us because we had a few more things that we really wanted to cover, and one of them, Councilwoman, was in this whole pandemic thing and everything we're going through. The census is going on, and have we forgotten about that?
Right. So we have a great flyer on pvaz.net. If you go to census, it's called Census 101 and what you need to know about the census and how important it is. We filled ours out probably the end of March because I think everything was due. They recommended everybody filling out by the end of March.
Right.
Otherwise, they threatened you with somebody coming and knocking on your door. And since that can't happen now, it's really important
right.
that you still go to the website, www.2020census.gov. And it takes like 5 minutes. They say 10, right. but it's so easy to fill out for everybody in your family. Answer the question. And so please, 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 if you haven't done it yet, go to 2020census.gov. It's so important to our town because we get funds tied to the per capita, the population that
mm-hmm.
we have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be really important to us this year with the reduction in sales tax as a result of businesses and restaurants being closed.
Right.
And so this is going to be even more important to all of us. And it helps with redistricting boundaries for Congress and Senate and what have you. It's our civic duty. It's in the Constitution. And heck, I think it's just as important as voting.
Absolutely.
So,
because you count.
Right. Everybody counts.
It's an indication you are here and you are living.
Right. Even little babies.
I know. Yeah. And it's very simple and it's non-intrusive and you don't ask any questions outside, you know, that you would find, you know, offensive or too personal. And it is private, is protected by law. So, and if you have any questions, please call me at the chamber, even mm-hmm. in the town. But, I've had several people call me and had questions on, they didn't have an access to the computer and I talked, mm-hmm. shared them with them how they could do it. And if it's worst case scenario, call me, you can come and I'll let you use mine and, you know, disinfect you and the computer and
there
all
you
that.
Go. That's awesome. Thank
but you
for
come
that.
Give me a holler because, you know, I know with the library shut down now, sometimes, our older folks don't have access. Just come give me a call. You can do it on mine. And
it's
works.
So important, even for the school district.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So the show must go on, let's say.
No.
And the town is getting ready to start construction on Viewpoint Drive Connector. And we're very excited about that because it will then be our third north-south traffic artery, relieving some of the traffic on Robert and Glassford Roads.
Uh-huh.
And so roadway, say that three times fast, roadway improvements for this project will expand the intersection of Manley Drive and extend Viewpoint Drive to Roundup Drive. A connection to the new roadway will be provided at Long Mesa Drive. So we're super excited about that. We need that other north-south roadway.
Cool, and outdoor work, so it's going to be done.
Yeah.
They can start working on that
now. Lots of fresh air to keep the cooties away, I guess.
I know. I love the fresh air. That's why you say get outside, enjoy.
Yeah. Speaking of cooties, though, I'm really excited. You know, last weekend we went 3 days with only one reported case in Yavapai County.
Yes.
And that's because everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing in social distancing.
Right.
So I'm real proud of everybody. And we get emails that say, you know, why aren't the people in Walmart wearing masks and what have you? And I think it's important to let your listeners know that the governor did an executive order, but he did not give us permission to enforce those orders.
Mm-hmm.
What our police department does is educate, inform, and provide guidance to citizens. Unless there's a crime being
right.
Committed. But all of our residents are smart enough to know, you know, sanitize, wash hands, put your masks on.
Yeah. And again, I know that in some of those places in Walmart, the employees are now wearing masks, but as it gets on, it's just a safer thing to do, if you're in groups of people, especially anybody that might have a compromised immune system for a variety of health issues. It's just protecting yourself and protecting others, so it's a good idea. And besides, have you seen them? They've got the best looking masks ever now.
Yes,
holy
I know.
Smiles.
Everybody has cute ones.
Everybody has cute ones, so we can get those. So, well, Councilman Hunt, we gotta go now. I'm gonna jump over to my next guest. So thank you so much for hanging in there and reminding us all about the census and not letting that be forgotten, be counted. And thank you for joining us. I'll be talking to you soon. Okay, now we're going to come on and talk to my next guest, Linda Mass, who's the Agent and Employer Benefits Consultant with Aflac. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Marnie.
How are you doing?
Wonderful.
Good. Well, you're practicing safe physical distancing because you're calling in today with us.
Yes. And I just have to thank you, Marnie, for your leadership and all the chamber resources for Prescott Valley business community. You've been there from the beginning with great advice on ways to step in and support our local businesses. So thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that. I live for that right now.
Yeah, right.
That's my passion. So tell us about Aflac because this is, you know, your business hasn't stopped through all this.
Actually, it's been a really busy time serving clients, the business owners that, you know, have a lot of question marks about keeping employees on and the status of payroll payments for their benefits for their employees. So it's a really important time for me to make sure that I'm supporting business owners and their employees for continuity of their benefits. And so with also with the COVID-19, there's been some questions about coverage or waivers of premiums for people that might happen to be ill with COVID-19. And I just wanted to mention that the Arizona Department of Insurance does not yet have an emergency order for waiver of premiums, but the interim director, Christina Corrieri, and others are in the process of looking into that right now.
Right.
And I just thought that might be of interest to our listeners.
Absolutely. So they should check with their local agent?
Yes. And and for, of course, for me, I'm keeping track of that, and
right.
You know, I'll let people know as soon as I find out.
Well, Linda, I know you have current clients that you've already worked with. Now, those are those businesses out there that may not necessarily be a client, but can they contact you for some of this information?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, I'm always happy to answer questions, whether it's just for perspective. Clients for me or just in general, you know, I consider that part of my honor to serve our community. And people can call me or text me at 928-582-1074. Mm-hmm. And that's my direct line. And I'd be happy to set up a more in-depth conversation or a video chat. I would say that probably the top questions that I've been getting recently are about short-term disability. For one thing, I think people are thinking about the possibility or the reality that, gee, you know, if I get sick and I'm at home for a long period of time, how will I replace my income? So a lot of questions about that and a lot of questions about telemedicine services.
Right, right. Now, you have information on both of those?
I do. And the telemedicine service that Aflac offers is at no charge, actually, for the business, and it's available to all employees as a courtesy just for being a client. Mm-hmm. And it's MeMD. It's really the number one telemedicine service in the nation. It puts employees, their families, in touch with a board-certified MD 24/7. They can call in prescriptions. And it also has a virtual behavioral health counseling, if that's something that someone's looking for.
I think at this time that's every bit of a possibility. You know, a lot of stress comes with, you know, staying home, the stay safe, the, you know, the quarantine kind of aspect of it. Kids at home 24/7 now. And I think that, very definitely changes, could change a family dynamic or any person's, you know, mental health.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would somebody get a hold of you if they want more information? And again, Linda, I know we've been talking because, you know, you've been a member and have offered these employer benefits and worked for Aflac and shared this information for quite a while. But now's the time I think people are starting to look at that. When we start to recover, how are we going to keep our employees, bring our employees back, and offer them the best benefit package possible?
Yes, and I'm here to help for continuity for existing clients or anyone that has questions. And the best way really to reach me is my mobile number, either by text or phone call, because I am working mostly remotely from home, but I am also on the road some. But that number is 928-582-1074.
Mm-hmm. And is there a website, Linda, that kind of outlines some of these opportunities of working with you?
Well, Aflac has a lot of resources at aflac.com, but those are general.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm the agent that's here locally that's the member of the chamber. There are some other agents in our community as well.
We don't know who they are. We know Linda Mast. Linda Mast is our Aflac lady. So give you a call, and this is, and you will be talking to anybody right now that has questions during this particular, you know, this particular pandemic too, which is kind of changes a lot of what you've been working with in the past.
Yes, I'm happy to answer questions, and it could be from individuals also. I do help people with direct policies, if that's also something that someone might be interested in.
All right, Linda, give us your phone number one more time, your contact information. Linda Mast,
sure.
Aflac.
Linda Mast with Aflac at 928-582-1074.
Well, excellent. Thank you so much for joining us. And this is my first phone interview, Linda, so thank you for breaking me in.
Oh, thank you so much, Marnie.
Okay, I look forward to talking to you soon, so you take care.
Okay,
bye-bye. Okay. All right, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, we'll be saying goodbye for this Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Larry Green Chevrolet is committed to their community, customers, and staff in taking extra steps to maintain a healthy, sanitary workplace while still meeting the needs of customers. With this in mind, Larry Green Chevrolet has introduced Purchase Power for the People. Start at home, reserve your vehicle, get pre-qualified, even value your trade-in all online at LarryGreenChevrolet.com. Imagine all the paperwork just waiting for your review and signature. Create your best car deal in your very own home. LarryGreenChevrolet.com. And now that you have time, schedule your existing vehicle for routine maintenance. Purchase power for the people. Completely hassle-free from Larry Green Chevrolet. Buy online or over the phone, and they'll deliver your new or used vehicle to your door. Shop from the comfort of your home with Larry Green Chevrolet, just off Rodeo Drive next to Walmart in Cottonwood, at LarryGreenChevrolet.com.
Are you interested in adopting a horse and helping Yavapai Humane Society at the same time? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center in Chino Valley is the place for you. We have horses who are looking for their forever home, and maybe it's yours. Are you looking for volunteer opportunities? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Are you looking for a venue for a graduation or birthday party, a dance, or even a wedding? Then Yavapai Humane Society's Equine Center is the place for you. Contact us at 928-515-4947.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I want to thank you all for joining us today. As I say, we can't have enough conversation, connecting and communicating with everyone in our community about what's going on. One of the things I did want to share about, and today being Taco Tuesday, it's always a fun night to go for takeout, but many of the restaurants in our local community are offering takeout services they haven't normally provided in the past. So if you go to our website, pvchamber.org, we have that under our Prescott Valley Together webpage, and then also our Facebook page. You can also go online to our Facebook page. A lot of people are sharing it, but it lists the restaurants that are currently doing takeout, curbside, some with delivery. Our local drive-through fast casuals continue to operate as they have, and you can always go pick up something from them. So again, continue to support our community as you can, and you know, many of us like to eat out, so help the businesses and try some takeout. So meanwhile, have a great 2 weeks, and Mayor Cal Palgudo with you next week here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Annie Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.